Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, May 20th at 5 p.m. Let's stand for the pledge. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Director Melissa Carlin,
here.
Board Chair Jerry Kendrick,
here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt,
here.
And then we have Corey Mize from Ide Bailey,
here.
And Margarita Lozano from Ide Bailey. Okay. So first I have the proposed fiscal year 25-26 budget. So if you guys wanted to go over that. And for the board members, it's under the financials tab. So up first will be the actual budget, and then on page 5 of 65 will be the narrative. So it kind of describes all the changes in the budget that we're proposing.
All right, so I'll take it. So good evening. My name is Corey Myers, like we already stated. So I'm here to present this FY26 proposed budget. So before we get into it, I just want to describe Schedule A, which is in front of you. So column A on Schedule A is our FY25 amended budget as it stands now. Column B is our projected year end for FY25. Column C is our FY26 proposed budget. And then columns D and E represent changes between the proposed budget and projected results. So I just want to emphasize that it's not a change between budget to budget, but projected year end to proposed budget. And on the narrative, it does say columns D through H. That's a typo. It's supposed to be D through E. I will correct that before final adoption. But now let me get into this. So for the revenues are line 3, line 4, and line 5, which are base rate, commodity, and fire sales. These are all budgeted at a 1% rate increase right now until the new rate study schedule is complete in January 1st, 2026. So for now, we're just using 1% as the increase. For fees and charges, line 6, these revenues are just budgeted for a 3% rate increase over projected year end. And then basic facility fees, that one I did want to touch on. So it's decreasing from projected year end, but that's only to be conservative. So we only wanted to budget for projects that we know are kind of coming up. So the district is currently projecting to do 4 5/8-inch meter installations and 4 3/4-inch meter installations. And then our standby fees for line 8, that's just a 2% over projected year end. So that's operating. Before going to the non-operating revenue, are there any questions on that section?
No.
No? Okay. So for non-operating revenue, property taxes, same thing as standby. It's 2% over projected year end. Cell tower lease income is based off of contract, and that's a 2% increase as well. Our miscellaneous income for line 13, we don't budget for that because it can be very unpredictable. So we leave that at zero. And then our Main Street yard sale, that was just that one-time sale of the Main Street yard. So we have that there in our projected, but there will be no budget go away next year. The one I did want to touch on is our interest income for investment accounts, line 15. So that's our LAIF, our CLASS, and our BNY interest. And that budget is, so what we did this year was we took an estimated average investment balance for all three and then kind of took into account where we think we're going to end year end, and then we're just doing 3% interest on top of that. And that's just to be conservative for now. We're probably going to end over that, but would rather be conservative just in case, because you don't know what's going to happen the next year, especially with the interest rates. And then the interest income for water bills, that's just budgeted at FY26 projected results. FY25 projected results. So that's all the non-operating revenue. Before I get into expenses, any questions?
Do you understand all this?
Yes.
Okay. This is her first time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm finance, right?
Second time.
Yeah. This is your second time?
Yeah, my son's before.
Yeah, I think that was at the board, the board board. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's been that long.
Wow. Good.
So if there's no questions, I'll move on to expenses. So, sorry, go ahead.
I'm good.
Okay, cool. So on expenses, I will begin with lines 20 through 26, which are salary and benefits. It includes our director and employee salaries and wages, paid leave, health, other insurance, pension, payroll taxes, workers' comp. So some of the notable ones for line 21, directors, we're keeping that at $20,000, even though projected year-end is $12,000, but we want to keep that money there for anticipated meeting attendance. For management and customer service, line 22, I did want to point this one out because it is decreasing from both projected and from the budget, and that's because of the customer account supervisor retired earlier this year and the new ones being at a lower rate. Yeah. So that's why that's coming in a little bit under where we are last year, only 1% under, so not a big difference. And then our field workers increase is based off of COLA and step increases. And then line 24 for employee benefits, this is another one I kind of wanted to go into a little bit. So this budget is also decreasing from projected and from last year's budget, and that's due to one of our employees currently opting out of medical insurance in lieu of $250 per month. So because of them opting out, that's dropping the benefit line. And then payroll taxes is just moving up in line with our COLA and step increases. Any questions? So lines 27 through 37 is our facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution. So for line 29, our lab fees, this is our lab fees for water quality and testing. We're increasing that $1,000 for inflationary purposes. There is Title 22 compliance sampling, which will boost up this budget, but that's not happening again until FY27. Line 30, meter testing and repair. So we're budgeting at the same level as FY25, although projections are low for this year. We still want to keep some money there because, you know, you never know when something's going to go bad. Utilities for line 31, that's just based off projected end with a 4% increase. Line repair and maintenance is budgeted for a 13% increase over projected end, but also a drop from last year's budget. So we didn't want to budget as much because we don't anticipate as much, but we also didn't want to lower it down to projections because, again, with maintenance, you never know what's going to happen. Similar for line 33 as well, well maintenance. And then line 34 for security, I didn't want to touch on this. So this is budgeted for a 30% increase over projected due to rising costs and a contract for security at 8 locations, but this also includes a new fire alarm panel and quarterly payments for fire alarm maintenance. So that's why that increase is happening. And then line 35, engineering services, we're decreasing that from the prior year budget due to less services that we're anticipating. And then, let me see, line 36, this is just, we're keeping that for facilities, wells, transmission, distribution, others. So this includes generator service contracts, site landscaping, maintenance, chlorinators, and SCADA. And we're keeping that budget at the same as FY25, just in case we need it. Any questions?
No.
And also, if I'm ever going too fast, feel free to stop me. okay, so lines 38 through 49, office expenses. Some notable assumptions are for utilities, line 39 for the office. We're budgeting a 9% increase over projected year end, and this is due to increased electrical costs and trash recycling costs. The line 40 for the water billing system, this is actually getting a pretty big increase, and this is due to annual water billing system maintenance costs due to a new billing system that we're currently putting in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then 41 for supplies and equipment, that's just, actually 41 and 42 are just 4% increases, pretty much inflationary increases over projected year end. Dues and subscriptions, wanted to talk about that one too. That one is increasing over projected, but decreasing from prior year budget, and that's due to the district not renewing certain subscriptions in FY26. Postage is just 4% inflation on projected. Printing and publications for line 45, no change. budgeting at FY25. And then for computer services, though, for line 46, there is a drop in that, and that is due to a new contract, which includes onboarding costs and monthly fees. And there's a discount for the first year. We do expect the monthly fees to increase in year two, but for this year, we are decreasing the budget. And then air conditioning is just 4% over in projected end, and then office expenses, pretty much just keeping that projected year end. We are keeping that projected year end. And that's it for office expenses. Any questions?
No.
All right, so for lines 50 through 58, support services, on line 51, audit, that is staying at the contract price at 15.6, so no increase there, no change. Accounting is a 10% increase over projected year end. Our legal services are, it's increasing from projected, but decreasing from prior year just because there's less legal anticipated, but we also didn't want to drop it to projected because we want to keep some money there in case for unforeseen circumstances. payroll services is a 4% increase over projected year end. And then website support, medical testing, increasing over projected, but the budgets are staying the same as FY25. And then line 57 for insurance, this is budgeting a 10% increase, and this is based off premium renewal contract received in April 2025. Also, at most of the districts I work at, 10 to 12% seems to be the norm right now for insurance increases. So before I move on to training and travel, any questions on support services?
No.
All right. So training and travel, the FY26 budget is increasing from projected year end due to safety training courses next year for field workers and operating certificate renewals. And then lines 61 through 70, which I'm going to kind of cover broadly, is just showing a 28% increase over projected year end. And there's really nothing too notable about this one except for the service trucks repair and maintenance. It's not really notable. The budget's only increasing $1,000 from last year just for anticipated maintenance on these service trucks. You'll see some big percentage increases, but if you actually look at dollar amounts, they're really not big. And then equipment rental, where there's no actuals right now, no projected year end, but we do want to keep that budget there and increase it because the district is planning on using some equipment rentals for some projects next year. So that would cover service tools and equipment. Anything before I move on?
Good.
No? Okay. All right, so line 71 through 75 are non-operating expenses, which includes our loan interest and processing, bad debt and miscellaneous expenses. So bad debt and miscellaneous, we keep the budget the same as FY25. For loan interest and processing, this is the budget's based off debt repayment schedule. So those numbers come straight from the repayment schedule, and that covers the non-op. And then moving down to line 78, district funded capital projects, I'm actually going to talk about that when we go to the next schedule, so I'll just gloss over that right now. And then 79, debt principal, similar to loan interest, this is based off of debt repayment schedules. And I'm sorry, I should have mentioned on the interest as well as this one. It's for the DWR debt, well for loan, and vehicle financing. So overall, as you can see, I'll get into capital right now, but overall, as you can see, the district is projecting to add $73,762 our reserves, taking us up to $2.6 million. District has very healthy reserves right now, so it's in a very, very good spot right now.
So,
before I move on to capital, any questions, thoughts, concerns on anything? Okay, cool. All right, so if you go to your next page, Schedule B, and you're going to notice this does look a little bit different than last year. And so columns A, B, and C pretty much stood the same as the last schedule, where A is the amended for FY25, B is projected year end for 25. And then column C is the proposed budget for FY26. The difference on this one is we've also added columns D through H, which shows a five-year capital plan for the district.
And I just wanted to make the print smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Wanted to make it harder to read. So yeah, we were thinking about doing that, but it looks odd, like, you know, going there into the landscape. Yeah. But we wanted to present this to show a five-year plan going out. So I'll start at the top. So lines 2 through 17, these are all reserve-funded capital projects, so completely funded by the district. So for line 3, meter replacements, the FY26 budget includes $3,000 for the water replacement meter program. Meters are going to be replaced as needed. Line 4 for main replacements, FY26 includes $45,000, and this is because the district plans to replace 3 fire hydrants, which are supposed to be $15,000 apiece every year. And there was no activity in FY25 due to some other large projects that were unforeseen, but we are planning on doing it in FY26. And then line 5 for the Bonita Vault, this project was completed during this year, so that will be removed for FY26. Line 6 for new trucks. So this is actually one of the, well, actually I should have talked about on meter replacements and main too. As you can see, we have $3,000, $45,000 budgeted for both of those. But then as you can see, for the next 5 years, we also have that projecting outward. So we are planning on replacing 3 fire hydrants a year. And that's why we wanted to show this plan, show how much we're planning to spend in the future. And the same thing for the new truck. We plan on putting $10,000 away and start purchasing new trucks in FY27 most likely. So we have that all for the next 5 years projected outwards. For line 7, utility billing, the budget consists of $17,400, and that's just carryover from FY25 in order to complete the utility billing implementation. Line 8 for the rate study, so this is $33,000 carryover from FY25 just to complete the new rate study. Line 9 for the well 4 electrical panel, this is also carryover of $16,900 to complete that electrical panel at well.
I thought we weren't going to carry that over.
The electrical panel?
Yeah. We're trying not to carry
We are trying not to carry over, but I wasn't sure about that last $16,900, right? Because you didn't have to get that invoice yet. That's the only one. I did remove most of it and then was waiting on that.
Yeah, so basically as I asked Western Water Works, can you pre-invoice me? And he said, no, we can't do that. I actually have to provide the material.
So we are gonna have it
in this month. Okay. So he said it should be coming. So that portion.
Oh, so that might not get carried over.
Right. It should not.
Sorry. And I should have prefaced with that. We're hoping to not carry that over. Right. I just put it in this one, and then I'm hoping to remove it before the final.
So that's got
budget.
A question mark next to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's because of like last year with the auditors. Like we're trying to get that invoice because otherwise the auditors are going to give us a hard time on it.
And that one was just a pain.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're trying. Well, we are trying not to carry this over. You are right.
Right.
And then line 10, well 2, new facility building. So this is carryover of $99,000 in order to complete that new facility building at well 2. Line 11.
So we're going to end up having to carry that over?
No. Hopefully.
So we're going to have a discussion about all the exemptions that I did research for. So this can proceed. We owe $40,000 for the concrete and another $39,000 for the building. So once we all agree at the board meeting, then hopefully we can move forward and everything will be done.
Because I thought we already agreed that we were going to go ahead and just build that building.
Right.
And be done with it.
But I remember I originally applied for the building permit,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't recognize our physical address. So I'll explain everything during the board meeting. About the California code exemption, why we don't have to apply for the building permit, and then we can also do the notice of exemption, which we don't have to do a CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act. So those two things, I had to reach out to the lawyers and our engineering firm, another engineering firm.
So we got away with it.
Yes, we're okay. Going as long as the board approves, a 4-5 board approval. And then we already notified the neighbors, which is Robertson's. I met with the general manager, told him, because that's part of the process of filing for this qualification for exemption. There was steps. So I have a lot of information to read for the board meeting. But that project should be done. The contractor is waiting to pour the concrete, but I just wanted to make sure that we can proceed without going through the building permit with Riverside County, because it was going to take months if we had to go through the industrial process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need board approval for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Yeah, so hopefully not carrying that over either, sounds like.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
yeah.
Not carrying that over.
And then the next two lines, well, line 11 and line 12, well 5, emergency repair and the tank maintenance, both of those projects were completed in FY25, so no carryover. And then some new projects that are on this schedule are line 13, replacing the computer workstations. So this includes 17,000. So the district plans to replace computer workstations, which include desktop computers, backup tower, labor, and then installation. For line 14, tank 2 and 4 cleaning, we're budgeting 7,000 to clean and weld steel portable water tanks 2 and 4. And then line 15, Bonita pipeline project. This includes $160,000 to install a new pipeline to expand the district service area. This project is still in the planning phase, though, and may carry over to FY27, although the district is aiming to try to get it complete in FY26. But I just wanted to preface with that there is a chance that this may not occur in FY26.
That's all on voting for the Arrowhead bottling plant. They got a vote on that. Their board is reviewing. Do they need to... They need a secondary connection with us, because maybe the Morongo tribe may not have provided enough water for them, so they want a secondary service. So that's where I put in the 160, because they're going to have to replace their pipeline. So rather than replace it, let's give them money to put a larger pipeline, and then we'll expand our service area.
Yeah. So that's. That's why it's only $160,000.
Right, just the donation for the material only.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that's awful cheap for something.
Sure, yeah, for 3,500 feet.
Yeah, that's... Okay, sorry.
No, you're good. And then the next two line items we're going to see are not for FY26, but included in the five-year plan. So that's line 16, the purchase of backhoe. District is planning on purchasing one FY27, and we budgeted $160,000 for that purchase. And then line 17 for well 2 rehab, this is also expected to be done in a later year, FY28 as of now, and we are budgeting $150,000 currently. Any questions on any of these district funded projects? Any other questions? No? All right. And then line 20 through 30 for the grant debt funded capital projects. So really there's only one to talk about, because the DWR project for the Esperanza waterline improvement is completed FY25, and so is the Hala hydrants. So it's really only the groundwater well improvements that is carrying over, and we're carrying over $461,500. And then, that one's supposed to be 100%. I'm sorry. Is that 100% grant funded? Yes. That one is 100% grant funded. So, and then, yeah, that's it for capital.
Which one is the groundwater well improvement?
Dino,
or
Lion Burger King.
Yeah, the one where they can't make up their mind what they want
to
do.
Well, they're trying to. I tried to find a bigger parcel, but the dinosaur lady says I don't own that property, and I don't know who does. So, that's behind their facility. So we're gonna have to deal with a little piece that's directly behind Burger King.
And then that completes the budget, the capital budget. So, and then as I said, you know, as you can see, $398,800 is coming from these capital projects, going to draw down our reserves, but we still end up with a net income of $73,000. And then that might go up if those two projects that aren't carried over. So, the district's in a very healthy position. Whenever we do this, we always look at 10-year projections. There's really nothing to note. You guys are in a really good spot. So, and that concludes my portion. So if there's any questions, anything, let me know.
No, I completely understand.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I think I prefaced by saying Margarita assisted a lot in this. So I would like to let you know, let that be known that she put together most of this. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well done.
Of course. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can go over the monthly financials if you guys have to go, you can. Unless you want to go over, unless you want them to go over the monthly financials, but.
Well, she's got to drive to Long Beach, so.
Yeah.
You have to drive to Long Beach? Have a nice evening.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
We'll keep you up to date on those two, that may or may not carry over. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get these locked in before.
No, sounds good to me.
We don't want to drag this over.
No, I do not, no. I don't want them building it in the middle of July and August, so.
Thank you, everyone. You guys all have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so on the next page then, well, actually, no, starting on page 11.
Yeah.
That'll be the April financials.
Okay, is it page 11?
On the bottom of the page, it'll say page 11 of the packet. Page 11 of the packet, okay. So up first is the balance sheet, and this is as of April 30th, 2025. So on line 5, we have the total cash and investments, which is the district's cash, Chase Bank, LAIF, and California Class accounts, and that balance is at $2.9 million at month end. And then way down on line 35, total liabilities, that was at $1,047,829. And then actually one other thing I want to point out is on line 23, which is due to other government San Antonio Pass Water Agency. That is what we borrowed from San Antonio Pass Water Agency for the gap funding. Right now we owe them $292,664, which was for the Esperanza Waterline project. We're just waiting to get reimbursed from Banning, who's waiting to get reimbursed from the state, and then we can pay back the Pass Agency. But they've been reimbursing us more frequently lately, so hopefully that one will come in pretty soon.
Okay.
Any questions on this page?
No.
Moving on to the revenue and expenses. And again, this is as of April 30th, 2025. Bye, thank you.
Thank you.
So up first is the revenues. On line 7, we have basic facilities fees. Right now we're at 269% out of what we budgeted. This month we received $4,078. Someone paid off one of their payment plans that they had set up. So they have 12 months to pay off their entire new service, and someone just paid off the rest of theirs this month. So that's looking pretty good. On lines 8 and 11, standby fees and property taxes, both of those, we received the bulk of those payments in January and May. So we should be receiving some of that this month. Right now, they're both a little bit under budget, though. On line 15, we have the interest income for investment accounts, which is at 124%. Like Corey was saying, we kind of budget a little lower just to be safe, and we did receive higher interest rates this year than we expected. And then on line 18, total revenues, right now we're at 99%. We're almost at the full amount that we budgeted, and we still have a couple of months left in the fiscal year. And then moving on to expenses, for total payroll on line 26, right now we're at 81%, so almost right on target. On line 37, we have total facilities, wells, and T&D, which is that whole section above from lines 29 and 36. All that combined is at 66%, so under budget for that whole category. And then on line 46, computer services, this is over budget at 151%. That's because we upgraded the server in the back server room, and we had not budgeted for that. So that was 16,000 total, or is it 9,000 total?
24,000. Remember, we applied for that grant for that?
So we paid a portion of it this month. That's what the $16,000 is for. Any questions on this page? If not, we'll move on.
So you might get some of that back from the grant?
No,
No, we didn't, remember we didn't qualify for that grant? Yeah, we had to pay out a...
We don't know why we didn't qualify, just that we probably weren't in need.
And he said there's no rhyme or reason why anybody's qualification was the same, because they were all submitted with the same type of form and everything, and he got rated 116.
Why our points didn't like...
We asked them, and they said they think it's probably because we weren't as in need as some of the other districts, but I don't know how they determined who's in need.
We're in need.
All right, moving on to the next page. On line 53, we have legal services, which is at 9%. Like Corey mentioned, we always want to keep some budget in there just in case we need legal. But this year, we haven't really used them too much. We did use them this month for the permit stuff for the Well 2 property, but it shouldn't be. It definitely won't be $20,000. On line 56, we have insurance, which is at 102%. For that, we paid through the rest of the fiscal year, so we shouldn't see any more activity in that line. On line 59, other fees, State Water Resource Control Board. This is for some annual fees that we have to pay to the county or to State Water Resource Control Board. We shouldn't have any more activity in that one as well. So that one's at 98%, and that's where it should end up. Then way down on line 69, total service tools and equipment. So that includes all of these lines above, the small tools, vehicle fuel, uniform safety, equipment, rental, and maintenance. That account, or those all those accounts end up at 61%. And then down on line 75, total expenses, it is at 77%. So we're a little under budget for our expenses and then over budget for our revenue so far. And on line 79, we have the net income / loss. Right now, we are at a net income of $413,110, which we budgeted that we would be under, like we'd be losing money, but we're actually earning money this year.
Yeah, good.
And then moving on to capital detail. So first, we have the reserve-funded projects. On line 5, we have the Bonita Vault. We did pretty much everything this month, right? Everything else that needs to be done.
Right.
I don't know if there's any final stuff that they still need to work on.
All the material that we purchased are going to be installed inside the vault. We did need a contractor to assist us on that because of the staff that we had. It would have been me and Evelyn flagging, and then the staff in the ditches putting the piping in, and it would have probably taken 4 12-hour days for our staff and then me taking Evelyn out in the field to do that. So I got a quote from G.A. Nellis, who installed the Esperanza pipeline. It was a pleasure to work with, so we just went ahead and used them as a contractor who installed the piping. We had our backhoe dig, and then the two guys were assisting running back and forth material and tools. So it was going to be quite a chore. So.
And that was 2 days.
Yeah, it was 2 days back to back.
So we'll see more activity on the next month's financial report. I think the bill was included in that stack somewhere. On line 9, we have the Well 4 electrical panel, which I talked a little bit about. There is a bill in there for $119,000 for the panel itself. And then we have some materials that we're expected to receive this month that we'll pay for once we receive them. So hopefully that'll be all settled this fiscal year. And then on line 10, Well 2 new facility building. We'll talk more about that later, but that project is going to start moving so long as the board approves it. And then that's all I'm going to touch on for the reserve funded projects. For the grant and debt funded projects, the Esperanza Waterline Improvements Project is complete. We're just waiting to be reimbursed for that. On the groundwater well improvement, that's the test well / production well over by the dinosaurs. They're still researching some properties, but like Mike said, it's probably going to end up being on that smaller parcel that we were originally looking at. And then there's actually a couple other projects that are covered by that grant.
There's two other projects. They're going to install a new sounding tube at Well 2. But when you pull the well to do the sounding tube, you might as well do some well maintenance. So that's included as well, and then an additional Orin Jack under the freeway to run a secondary pipe because of the aging infrastructure. So you want to have that in place because you don't want to just, you know, wait for the other one to fail and then have to perform that. So those two projects, the paperwork has to be done by the end of June of this year, and then the grant funding will probably happen in 2 to 3 years from now. So that well tube, sounding tube, if they pull it to put the sounding tube in, it has no history of any kind of maintenance on it. And so far since I've been here, we've done every well, we've had to redo every well except for number two. So that's why I budgeted money to do well two, just in case, because each well has cost about $160,000. So I budgeted it, but if they come in and they do that under the grant fund, well, then you're that much ahead.
Yeah.
And then lastly is the yellow hydrants, which that project is pretty much complete. They're just doing some little final adjustments, but we received the final bill for that in that stack for $120,000. And then San Gregorio Pass Water Agency will send us a reimbursement check immediately. So I already sent the request this morning. They'll probably have it to us either this week or next week. And that is it. Any questions on anything? All right.
No.
Another financial stuff you guys want to talk about?
No, I'm sure we'll talk about it at the regular board meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, let's adjourn to check signing.